KSJD Streaming is sponsored by Osprey PAX, a Montezuma County company since 1990. Osprey PAX, pack your passion, go.
This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. Art and artists animate our communities by bringing people together to share common experiences, stimulating our imaginations, and helping us foster a rich and varied quality of life. There are many ways to support art as a tool for revitalizing communities and to encourage people of all ages to exercise their imagination. But one important way is to create a space that is dedicated to art, creativity, and the exploration of ideas. The Painted Turtle Studio in Mancos is such a place where people can gather and learn the world of art, as well as explore their own inner artist. Joining me this morning is Sarah Allen. She's the executive director at the Painted Turtle Studio. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tom.
Also joining me this morning is Jamie Bechtel. She's the assistant director at the Painted Turtle. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Tom.
Well, Sarah, let's go back to the very beginning. Tell me a little bit about how the Painted Turtle Studio came to be.
Well, I was living in Mancos, and Nadia Hubbard approached me about becoming a teacher at a potential art studio that she had been modeled to by her mom, and she was excited about the idea, and I said, yeah, I'd love to do that, and turned into a partnership of the Painted Turtle Studio that we opened, I guess it's now been 4 years. And it's just been an unfolding since then. And she stepped out about a year in and moved back to Montana. But, yeah.
Did you want this to be, was it originally just kind of a studio for you to work in and other people that you knew? Or did you have more of kind of an educational mission at that point?
No, it was definitely educational-based and community-based. And that was the root of the intention around it, was to create a space for everyone in the community to be able to do art. Those in the area that didn't have necessarily their own studio at home and a place for kids to come and learn and take classes and foster everyone's creativity within the community.
And Jamie, how did you get involved with the Painted Turtle Studios?
I think I got involved after having met Sarah. She invited me to teach. So beware if someone invites you to teach, you will then become the executive director and assistant director of Painted Turtle Studio. and I started off teaching drawing and painting, watercolor painting, and we did a summer program, and that was my foot in the door at the Painted Turtle.
So how did you then get sucked into your assistant directorship? I mean, what happened? What was it about the Painted Turtle Studio where you really felt like you wanted to commit yourself to this place?
Well, it's one of the best things I think that Mancos has to offer children, besides our fabulous library. And I just saw how much the kids loved the Painted Turtle. They love it. And parents love it because they know their kids love it. And it was just a fit for me. I had taught art at multiple other community art centers in different places. And it's much like the radio station where I want to be, where I want to put my energy. And yeah.
Right on. If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guests are Sarah Allen and Jamie Bechtel. They're both with the Painted Turtle Studio in Mancos, Colorado. Sarah, tell me a little bit about the things that the Painted Turtle is offering right now in terms of classes, products, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's a good question, Tom. We have a great retail space that's new. We haven't had that in the past, and we've got lots of kids' art supplies and adults' art supplies as well, and the co-op clay co-op members that have produced pottery, that's also for sale. And then we've got a whole new lineup of classes, which is on our website, and Jamie's teaching several classes that she can talk about, and Lily Russo has some mosaic classes coming up for kids, teens, and adults. And then we've got some beginning wheel throwing classes coming up, and I'm going to be offering a digital photography class. So always looking for new classes and instructors, and we have a pretty good lineup, I think, for the rest of the winter coming at us.
Jamie, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the classes that you'll be teaching?
Sure. Yeah, Mike, I always have a pretty solid roster of the same kids. They're my little my little ducklings.
Your gang.
My gang. They're my pals. And so I usually keep it pretty simple. I teach drawing and painting. And each class I'll theme. I think I've got, let's see, what do we have going on here coming up? My next little series of drawing classes is animal drawing. And then in February, that's in January. And then in February, fantasy painting. You can sign up for that too, Tom.
Oh, super.
And then in March, watercolor wonders. And I'm kind of a, I'm a little bit like Miss Lippy from Billy Madison. I have like Fruit Loop necklaces and I'm total weirdo with the kids. And there's a lot, the last class we drew a unicorn, a magical turtle and a phoenix. So these are the kind of things that we're drawing and they love it.
It sounds like you have some fun there too.
We do.
That's
yeah.
great. You mentioned the library earlier. Is there a partnership with the library involved with all of this, or maybe with some the local school? Who are you partnering with?
We try to not replicate efforts because the library has so many wonderful things for the kids almost every single day of the week. So we try to, in the end, we have to compete with them a couple days a week just because they have every day covered after school. So we just try to weigh in with them and find out what they're doing and to the best of our ability, not overlap or not compete with them. And, we're working on doing the Science Fridays when the kids are out of school. They have a great program going, the library and what's her name? Tanya. There's a woman named Tanya.
At the schools.
She works with the kids on the Science Fridays and partners with the library to provide activities all day on the days that kids are out of school. And so we just try to dance with them and make sure that we're complementing versus competing.
Sarah, are there certain classes or instructors that you would really love to see as part of what's being offered at the Painted Turtle Studios that's not being offered right now?
Tom, I think we have a really good team right now. I would like to get some more adult classes going. I know Brad Goodell is interested in doing some drawing and some glass etching. As far as kids' classes go, I think we're pretty good with what we have, and obviously it's a work in progress. And mainly I love hearing back from the community what they're interested in and what they're wanting, and then we try to facilitate that into happening as much as possible.
So are you... When that happens and you hear from the community that they want a certain kind of class that maybe you don't offer, do you then go out and try to recruit instructors? What's the process there in terms of taking that feedback from the community and then providing that for them?
Yeah, exactly. I'll look into all the instructors that I've had in the past and at the moment and ask if anyone can teach the class that's being requested. And more often than not, there's usually someone within the community that has the skills to teach whatever's wanted at the time.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing how many different kinds of artists are in the Mancos area.
Yeah, it's really
people,
rich.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
For sure.
Well, you are tuned into the Thursday Morning Zine right now. It's KSJD, and I'm Tom Yoder. I'm talking this morning with Sarah Allen and Jamie Bechtel from the Painted Turtle Studio in Mancos. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, we are talking with Sarah Allen and Jamie Bechtel. They're both with the Painted Turtle Studio in Mancos. And Sarah, you were talking a little bit about the clay co-op and some of the ceramic production that's really happening at the Painted Turtle. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how people can get involved with that?
Yeah, so what we have is a full clay studio, which includes, I think there's five or six wheels back there, and a kiln, and instead of great glazes, and we offer classes that people can take. And within that class, they learn how to throw their own pots and have access to the studio during the class. And then we also offer a clay co-op membership, which is monthly. And that allows people to come in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and utilize the studio and be creative in the space that we have.
So people can access the studio if they're part of that co-op. They can come in the middle of the night, you're saying, and
yes.
work if they want to?
Yes, that's correct.
Interesting.
And yeah, how many... so it basically becomes your own creative studio.
Yeah.
If you
how many people? How many people are involved in that right now?
Well, right now I have a class going, so there's 6 people involved at the moment, mm-hmm. and that fluctuates from month to month.
Okay. And Jamie, there's some volunteer opportunities at the Painted Turtle Studio. How does that work, and how do people get involved that way?
Well, we make it really worth your while if you are interested in being part of this creative community and you want to volunteer a couple hours of your time a week. We'll plug you in, and then in exchange for your volunteer time, you just have this little oasis to come and paint or draw or work on playing with clay. And so for people that don't have their own home studio for just a couple hours of volunteering a week, you get to be in this creative studio environment, interacting with other artists, which is really inspiring, getting to see what they're working on. And then you get to bust out some really cool stuff of your own.
One thing that strikes me about the Painted Turtle is you guys kind of walk this line between art as a commodity and art as like expression, because you have things for sale that people could come in, do some holiday shopping, that kind of thing, but you're also providing this space. And I think that's interesting because that's sort of this dividing line, I think, in the art world, where you've got art that's for sale and you've got galleries, but then you've also got this space that the Painted Turtle provides for people to, you know, do explore their creativity and their imagination and that kind of thing. Is that something that you guys struggle with at all in terms of that kind of divide? Or do you feel like you've got a pretty good balance there in terms of what you're selling, where people just come in and buy it versus people using the studio in that way?
I think there's a pretty good balance that's happening right now. And obviously that, you know, ebbs and flows with the seasons. But I mean, I think it's a good question to ask, like, what is art and what do we pay for art and how do we make it? And, you know, all of those questions is they're all valid. And I think it's a bigger conversation for sure. But we also want to create a space where artists can ultimately be able to support themselves, like have a place to create and also have a place to sell their works.
So people that use the studio can then put art there to sell.
That's correct.
And gather. Yeah. Gather mm-hmm. revenue from that. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Jamie, do you want to weigh in on that at all? I mean, this is a bigger conversation, but I think it's probably worth talking about a little bit in terms of, I mean, you're an artist, you try to make money from your art, that kind of thing. Do you have a special feeling about how that works for you at the Painted Turtle and for some of the other artists that are working there?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the philosophy of how I teach my classes is that everyone is creative. Just come play. And that's what the Painted Turtle for me is all about, is just come play. And we have the paint your own section where we have this China bisqueware. It's just white bisqueware. You can come in and you can pick anything you want, a mug or a Christmas ornament, or for kids, like a little dog, anything, a little peace sign bank, and just play. And my family came to visit over Thanksgiving and I forced them to come play. And they were very resistant to that. They're like, I don't know. And I took them to the Painted Turtle and I had to drag my brother away from painting a little nutcracker. And so I think, yes, there are these things that we sell, but it's all in the spirit of play and creativity. And the art supplies that we have now, it's a little bit of an experiment to see how much people want it. And we tried to buy things that are just inexpensive and easy and just to keep that going, like just keep creating, keep going. And you don't need to have, you don't need to be a quote unquote artist. Just play. Just everyone's an artist.
Yeah. And once you start, like you said, sometimes it's hard to stop. Definitely.
Yeah. I think we could all use a little more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you think the impact that the Painted Turtle is having on Mancos and maybe even the larger community around here? Or what is the impact that you would like to see happen?
I'm pretty sure we're changing the world.
Absolutely.
Well, having taken it away, we actually closed our doors for 8 months or a year?
A year.
And it was a noticeable loss in the community. And little kids, little 6-year-olds coming up to me, when is the Painted Turtle going to open again? And so that had me realize that this is a fixture in the Mancos community. And we're at a lot of fairs, or not fairs, but like
festivals.
We have a presence there with a table oftentimes. And it just makes people happy.
Sarah, what about you? What do you think the impact is? And what would you like to see the impact be? I mean, you work with a lot of kids, and you know, you're kind of fostering a generation of artists here.
Well, that's the hope, certainly. And I think ultimately the hope is that we create a space that people of all ages, all walks of life can come and be creative. And we hold the container for that and the space for that and, you know, a lot of times the mentorship for that. And sadly, arts are like losing themselves in the schools. So if we can at least create a space within this little community where everyone can come and play and be creative and silly and make cool stuff and, you know, get wild with themselves, all the better.
Yeah. Get messy.
Yeah. And I think also, like, we've been doing a lot of birthday parties. Like, there really isn't a place for kids to go and be in a group and be creative and have a good time. And that's been a great success, and I'd love to see stuff like that continue to happen. It's like, let's go have a birthday party, but let's go be creative and make something cool out of it.
Yeah. You know? Well, if people want to find out more or find you, how do they do that?
Well, we're at 200 West Grand in Mancos, across from Fahrenheit. And we also have a website, paintedturtlestudio.org. And walk in anytime. Right now we're open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5. And one of our volunteers is always there.
Awesome.
Very friendly. Just waiting to greet you. And you can also like us on Facebook.
Okay.
We're on Facebook as well.
All right. Jamie, Sarah, thank you guys both for coming in and talking to me this morning. It's really a pleasure talking with you on the air.
Yay. Thanks, Tom.
That's Sarah Allen and Jamie Bechtel from the Painted Turtle Studios in Mancos. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen to it in its entirety and leave your comments at ksjd.org.